From Spark and Anvil and Tal Trail, this is Once, in Chapter 1 of the Tal Trail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Once is a plump cream and lavender field mouse kid in a tiny once-upon-a-time pennant vest, always carrying a little rolled scroll in one paw. She lives at the very beginning of the story trail, a small grassy hill at the start of every storybook path. Once loves beginnings. To her, the beginning is the most important part of a story, because without a beginning, there's no story at all. And a beginning tells you just two things: who the story is about and where they live. Once stands on her little hill, unrolls her scroll a peek, looks at the kid, and says her gentle words. Who lives here? Where? Once found out how magic a beginning is on a rainy, nothing-to-do afternoon. She was little and bored, and there was nothing to play with. So she picked up a stick and said, just to herself, once upon a time, there was a dragon. And then, who lived in a teapot. And poof, suddenly there was a whole world in her head. A dragon curled up snug in a big blue teapot. She could see it. It was like a door opening, Once says, eyes shining. I picked one who and one where, and a whole story came pouring out behind them, ready to happen. From that afternoon on, Once knew the secret. Every story is just waiting behind a who and a where. Pick those two, and the door swings open. She's helped kids open that door ever since.
Today, Paige, the story trail's brave little guide, brings the kid up the grassy hill to visit Once. Watch Once unroll her scroll, Paige says. Then you pick a who and a where. Who lives here? Where? Pick anyone. Pick anywhere. That's the beginning of your story.
Once helps the kid pick. The who can be anyone. A kid, a bunny, a dragon, a robot, a frog, an astronaut. The where can be anywhere. A house, a forest, a planet, a teacup, the moon. A grown-up can help pick too, suggesting a who or a where for the kid to take or change. And a grown-up can scribe, write down what the kid says, if the kid wants help with the writing. And Once never says, that's a boring beginning, or pick something else. She just says, who lives here? Where? And writes down whatever the kid chooses. A dragon in a teapot. A girl in a normal house. A frog who is also an astronaut. Any beginning is a good beginning. And if a kid isn't sure what to pick, Once offers gentle choices. How about a kid? A bunny? A little dinosaur? You can pick one, or make your very own. And unrolls her scroll a little longer to record each new who and where.
Who lives here? Where? That's Once.
And when the kid picks their who and their where, all by themselves, or together with Paige and a grown-up, a warm little ready feeling glows right in the middle of their chest. Happy. Brave. Let's go. Picking your who and your where feels so good. Like your story just took its very first happy breath, and the whole adventure is waiting right there, just for you.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Once. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.